One Man Revolution, Volume 3, Episode 98. Back again in the bunker on a weeknight. It is the One Man Revolution podcast. I am your host, the Revolutionary. I'm joined by
the Comrade
and
the Ghost
and
the Wanderer.
That's kind of weird.
I know. I was about to jump in and then you pointed and I was like, all right, I guess I'm out. Whatever.
It's going around this way. That's so weird. You're
I give
on this
it my
side.
Chair one time. Try to be a team player.
Try and be a team
player. I was just following orders. I don't know.
I only get one team player effort, and that was what it was wasted on.
You know what, comrade? let's open these up real quick.
Glug, 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 glug.
I've got a glass of wine. I can't pop a cap to that.
Oh,
cheers me. Yeah.
There we go. Oh, so the comrade and I are drinking the Kronbacher pills out of, where is that? It's Germany.
Germany.
But I can't remember.
The number one German beer company.
It is.
They like to put that on their labels.
Yeah, product of Germany right there. Ah, so. Nice crisp pilsner. Gotta love that. Okay, we're good. I thought it was going to overflow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it has been 1 year and 300 days since the current administration has taken over. And this week, literally, nothing happened.
Just like every other week.
So there was a federal holiday. The president was out of the country. The elections are still being counted in many states. Because
no, we hit the deadline.
No. The deadline was extended to Saturday in the state of Florida. Arizona, they dubbed a person that had lost the winner. Mm-hmm. Because they had to go back and re-manually
it's
recount.
Weird what happens when you count all the votes.
It's odd when you do that. Yeah. You know, I know the Wanderer votes by male.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Ghost votes by female.
Oh, nice.
the funny part about voting by male is that if it is a close race, they don't actually open those up and count them. Until it's a close race. So now we have this problem where in the state of Florida right now we've got a governor's race that was under 0.5%. There was a senatorial race which was under 0.4%, and now we're down to like 12,500 votes separating people. Mm-hmm. The president says it's because people were voting multiple times. The Dems were throwing brand new ballots out.
Well, did you know that all it takes to identify you as a voter nowadays is the color shirt you're wearing?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you just go outside, you change your shirt, and you can go vote again. It's great.
Your hat too, hat and glasses.
Oh, hat and glasses.
What
hat
about
glasses.
The
it
next,
helps, it helps.
Like
Mr. Potato Head?
Make sure you put on your angry eyes.
But what happens with the next guy that comes in wearing a red shirt? And they're like, "You already voted." We're like, "No, I didn't.
I didn't vote." And the funny part about that is that it's about signatures too. I mean, a lot of the ballots former Governor Rick Scott. That sounds so nice. Oh my god,
feels good, right?
That does feel good. Former Governor,
I'm free because
he is no longer governor. Because
yeah, but it's gonna
over.
Feel nasty in your mouth.
It's gonna. I'm not gonna even want to say the next one. Good old Don Ron. But we'll see what happens. But that's not over yet. But former governor Scott said, well, I guess what we should do is count every vote. Well, we shouldn't count every vote. You know, we should get rid of all those votes from people who sent them in from overseas who are not living in the country right now, you know, like the military. Oh no, we should count those. Oh no, wait. We should get rid of all the ones that the signatures don't match. No, we should probably include all those because a lot of those are Republican. I don't. You
any
know what?
Anyway, the wind blows.
It is.
That's awful.
It is every single time. If it benefits, and this is the funny part, if it benefits the party that is trying to win. And I heard this on a on the BBC actually, which is kind of interesting to hear a foreign perspective.
I love their coverage of our elections. Oh. It's so good.
So they came down to South Florida down in Palm Beach County, and they were talking.
Represent.
Represent.
30. Wait.
561.
There we go.
And they went down there and they were talking to people about how the elections were going. And a woman was there and was like, we need to count every vote. We need every vote counted. And another one was like, I think it'll be fraudulent unless the party that I support wins. Literally said that.
What?
And I was like, what?
That's the one.
And they went, well, ma'am, which party do you support? Well, I don't want to get into that right now because then you're just going to think I only vote by my party. And it's like, lady, I don't understand any of what you're saying. You're just making a lot. You're not making any sense whatsoever.
Bizarre.
Yeah. So this election process is very interesting. Arizona has its first Democratic female senator.
In 25 years.
Yeah, in 25
years. Yeah, that's huge. I saw a really interesting infographic. I think it was on Facebook today. It was an article from 538 that detailed the demographics of the new House. There are 123 women that will be in the next Congress,
and 122 of them are Democrats.
Actually, only 19 are Republicans.
Only 19 women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of what is it? 435.
30,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the funny part about it is if you look at the Republican,
but they're the party for the women
members list. Here's the party right here. There's the members list.
Oh yeah. The diversity there is incredible.
It's a lot of diversity. Yeah. Right.
There's tan. There's pale.
Beige.
There's silver hair. Dark hair. There's balding. There's bald.
Wonder. There's every flavor of blonde hair, blue eyed.
Are they all wearing red ties though?
No. There's a blue one in there. There's a no tie.
He's the new Maverick.
Yeah, he is the new Maverick. There's a no tie guy in there, and then you have the Democratic side, which looks like this. I mean,
I think there's something wrong with your screen.
I mean, it's,
your colors are out of whack.
It's kind of weird because, yeah, a lot of the colors are female.
What nice. Yes.
So we have Muslims, women, and Muslim women. No, that's the same. Yeah. We've got the color of the rainbow, every which way you
are
can
there
think
even
of.
Men there? You haven't listed
there
them.
Are some men, yes.
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, I would not presume what they are from a photograph.
Oh snap!
But you presumed about the women.
That's because they actually identify as female right here. It says female.
But the other one
female.
Doesn't. You just point to a bro. Oh, I guess it's not a bro.
Hey, wow!
Hey,
nice
there
try.
We go. Well,
I lose.
You do. Don't presume. Yeah. So the new Congress is going to be rather interesting.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. It's going to be rather interesting. But it's a question of what's going to happen next. Because when you have this many new people, and of course we have Ocasio, right?
Ocasio-Cortez. Her Twitter this week has been amazing, by the way. I'm going to pull up some of her tweets, actually, while we talk about this.
Now, so she came out of New York, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And she's complaining about the fact that everyone... So Fox News did last week, after she won her seat, they did a whole thing where they had a round table that said, well, if you can't afford to get an apartment in Washington, then you shouldn't be running for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Which is rather interesting. I find that rather interesting.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, because that's saying that if you're like part of the 1%, because you have to maintain an apartment in your home district.
You do,
and you have to maintain a place of residence. Let's put it that way. We won't say an apartment. New York, it's an apartment, and you have to maintain a place of residence in Washington D.C.
Don't they share apartments sometimes, though?
They do. There was Alpha House, was it?
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime.
Woo.
That was a great. That was a great show. It really was. But the idea was that all these people were sharing homes because it is very effective, very very expensive. Oh, Russ says I think the ratings are going to go up with posture. That's very nice.
There we go. I'm telling you.
Yay, yeah. Posture. Yeah. Do we have ratings? Is that a thing?
We have Facebook views.
Oh,
we do. Close. Yeah.
I guess.
Yep. So what ends up happening is that so here we have this person getting into Congress. They don't have the money to get an apartment in Washington, D.C. And Fox News goes, well, you don't have the money to get an apartment. And then a lot of people are parroting that who are watchers of Fox News.
Right.
So there are complete attacks. So there are people who are in my friend list who put videos up of, you know, well, here she is. She wants to cost all of us money. She wants to, because she has these ideas of getting rid of student loan debt. She has the ideas of healthcare for all.
She's a socialist.
She is absolutely.
She's declared herself as a socialist. It's weird how somebody tells you what they believe and then they follow through.
And they're assuming she's a politician and all she wants to do is get into office and not make a change.
Right.
Because that's what a lot of the folks on the right see. And that's all they see.
It's not what they see. That's what they want it to be.
That's what they want to be. They want someone to come in and do what they want to do.
Exactly. They're projecting what their desired perception is into reality. And it's really quite interesting. Revolutionary, you actually sent me one of her tweets.
Oh, yes.
From the 14th, so 2 days ago.
Yeah.
There was a Democratic spouse and member luncheon that were at the same time, apparently. She shows up at the venue and she was sent to the spouse dinner.
Yep.
She was redirected to the spouse event. Then the other night, she was stopped because it was assumed that she was an intern/staffer because she's 28, 27.
Yep. She was sent to the intern one, too.
Yeah, she was sent to the intern/staffer event because she's very young. And then basically she makes a point about how, you know, next time if you hear women talking about their experiences because they're a woman or a person of color put in positions they shouldn't be put in, it's very true because she experienced it herself.
Yes, Mike, she's a socialist. We know.
And the comments on this tweet are pure poison.
Yeah.
It's incredible the amount of vitriol and anger and just straight, complete lack of understanding that she is a human being.
Yeah.
You know, how do I hide my incompetence? I know. I'll use race and gender as a crutch. Well, they should have elected an adult.
That one I don't get. That was the one that really bothered
me. 29. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how old do you have to be to get into Congress, by the way? 25.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old do you have to be a senator? 35. How old do you have to be president?
35.
45.
No,
35.
Yeah. Those founding fathers, they love so much set these rules.
Yep. It's almost like they know that people need to grow up and have some life experience to make good decisions, but that's neither here nor there. But these comments are just totally brutal.
And then there's other ones that are kind of positive on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which are supporting her, which are, hey, I'm a surgeon for 25 years. I somehow get mistaken for a nurse almost every single day. It's 2018. Women can be surgeons now. You know, but for 25 years, you have a woman who walks into a room. I mean, we have women entrepreneurs. We have women in business. I mean, we have people here that, you know.
I love that you recognize me as a woman entrepreneur.
Well, you know, that's how it works. You know, and we have people who, you know, who consistently are underestimated.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm a woman in what?
in corporate America. In you are in business in corporate America. Okay. You are in a corporate, you are a job in a corporate organization.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it's in its title, I think, somewhere.
But that's what ends up happening. I mean, you end up getting treated very differently than a man in your same position, mm-hmm. which is wrong.
It is.
You know, you went to a mixer event this week for people in business.
She's eating sweater treats.
Yes.
What, you have sweater treats that you're eating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was under the sweater?
I didn't know what that was for.
Treats for all.
Oh. Yeah, well.
There's nothing here.
they're gone.
I went to a mixer for business. Yes, I did this.
Yeah.
And what happened at the mixer?
Unfortunate things.
Oh, no.
I don't want to speak about them.
Wait,
well,
what?
The Revolutionary put you on the spot there,
didn't
put
you on the spot.
Yeah, I thought I was going to finish the story.
I was excited to hear the end of that story.
The Rev's a good storyteller.
Why was I being put on the spot? What was I supposed to be saying?
Well, I was just wondering. You went to a mixer for people in like the
College of Business.
College of Business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so when you're there with them, I'm sure it's a different perspective because you are entrepreneurial and they're learning a particular method.
A lot of things that I heard were that my story was very interesting and like I had one of those awesome stories. And it's not awesome to me. Like, I just did my stuff, and I went to school for what I went to school for, and then I got a job in it, and it's fun, and I enjoy everything.
But they don't understand that. That's the thing. A lot of people who are in business or they're going for finance, they're going for, you know, stocks, they're going for, you know, they want to be CEO, things like that.
I talked to an attorney and I asked him, do you go to a lot of these things? Are you a sociable person? Because, you know, I know like attorneys just like sit at their desk all day. And he's like, yeah, I really just sit at my desk all day.
Thanks for confirming that, Mr. Attorney. So I mean, that this is something that, so now the conversation is going to have to change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that that's one of the problems that we've been going through for the past many years. I mean, decades, I'll say, because we keep electing the same people over right. the same people.
I was going to say, I feel like the results of this most recent election are kind of an awesome side effect of the Me Too movement.
That's one.
Because yeah, like you said, yeah. You know, representation is a very big, very important. Yeah. And now a full third of the House is women.
Yeah.
Now they're all Democrats, but still, like, there's plenty of women in Congress representing everybody. Now it's not just a man who thinks he can understand and tries to represent.
Well, comrade,
a woman.
You know why that is, right? You know why that is. Why the women are Democrats. Because the women that are Republicans,
they're subservient to their husbands.
They are, and they don't run. That's a good Christian woman.
Wow.
But that traditionally
has... Sorry, I had to clear my throat.
But Ghost, that traditionally, that's what it has been.
Yeah.
That they voted with their husbands, they stayed at home, they were away from that, the man was the breadwinner, the woman... I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that that traditionally has been how it's been.
My husband came with me to vote. It was me.
Nice. And you know, maybe I'd be a little bit more supportive of the Republican Party if women who weren't like that got roles in the party.
Yeah,
but that's just not who you're seeing.
Well,
Tommy Lahren had plenty of presence.
Really?
Ann Coulter is an icon,
and she is an icon. Ooh, ouch! Those two women should not be representative of the.
But they are.
But they are.
That's the women of the Republican Party.
Well, I mean, you also have... Oh, yeah, I'm trying to find a positive one. Uh-huh. I just can't go up with one.
Avril Dunn. Sorry. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. She'll probably run for office one day. Thanks.
Yeah, it's fine.
But that's one of those things. I think a couple years ago it hit me when John McCain was running for president. And you look and my mother pointed it out. And you're just like, I don't want my grandpa making these decisions for me. Like, I know how my grandfather thinks. I know, and it's kind of overarching over the whole generation. It's like, that doesn't represent me, and I'm going to be living with his decisions for a while. So I don't want somebody that old coming up. I want more young people who are more in tune with my viewpoints.
Well, and again, we have all the folks that were on the Kavanaugh trial, and the average age of the people who were there was like 70 who were on the Kavanaugh trial.
Right.
On the Republican
totally
side.
Absurd. Yeah.
People who've been there since since the last time we had someone who was controversial going on. I mean, 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, so it's a problem in politics. You know, people say, well, what we need to do is we need to put in term limits. That's what we need, term limits. Right. That's what
I mean. I'm
thing.
All about it. Yeah.
Well, I disagree with that. Yeah. I think that's a problem with, I think that we can have citizen politicians. Hmm. I mean, President Jimmy Carter was a perfect example of someone who came in, did his work and left.
So
was the 1970s. But.
So actually, I was having a discussion with the Inquisitor about this the other day. Not necessarily this specific topic, but it kind of became involved in that. Basically, and I'm going to tangent this a little bit, a thing that my parents, my father in particular, was always a big staunch, not supporter, but he would say this is like, this is a truism. It's a thing that must be true. When the people realize they can vote themselves money, that's the beginning of the end of a democratic system.
Oh, absolutely.
The problem, I think, isn't that today the people realize they can vote themselves money. Today, the actual representatives, the people in government, realize they can earn themselves money through the corruption of the system.
Right.
And when... You have new people, fresh blood, young blood that come in and they go, they're all ideas and spunk and pizzazz. And it's not about the money. It's about fixing things. They're in there for a couple of terms and they look around and they realize, well, all four of them are getting this. They're getting a little bit on the side there. They're getting a little bit on the side here. And it's stupid for me to not do the same because they're not getting in trouble for it. Nah. And it's that first little crack, you know? And I think the problem is we have a system that allows people to do that and thrive on it and make a career out of it. And that's why I think term limits are a good thing. Term limits should be there because it prevents you from being able to make corrupt deals like that. And if you combine that with a complete ban on lobbying, the people who worked in the system for 5 years can't then work outside the system to influence it.
So when do you stop it?
What do you mean? How long? How many terms?
How many terms? Do you do it in years or do you do it in terms?
Terms.
So 2 terms for a senator is 12 years.
Yeah, sure.
That's insane.
No, I disagree. The 17th Amendment is why that sounds insane.
Well,
the 17th
yeah.
Amendment shouldn't exist because without the 17th Amendment, the senators are representatives of the state governments, not of the people, because that's how they should have been in the first place. So I honestly believe all of the problems we have are because we have a more direct representational federal government.
I think it goes to Citizens United myself.
Yeah.
No, that's the more modern switch. Yeah, right? But as you like to say, revolutionary, In California, they have a great example of why a direct democracy doesn't work.
It's terrible.
It's bad. It's broken.
Terrible.
Arguments in the state of California are known to cause cancer.
Yes. Talking about California is known to cause cancer.
Yeah, my hand is falling off as we speak.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I'm about to buy a mattress, and it's all like, in the state of California, I was like, my mattress can cause cancer? Do I have to eat it? Sleeping in California causes cancer.
Waking up can cause cancer. Breathing can cause cancer. Drinking water can cause, currently
in San Francisco, breathing causes cancer.
Well, did you know that 100% of people with cancer also live?
Hmm.
It's weird. Hmm. My point being, the more influence the masses have on policy, the less effective our policy becomes.
Right.
And the more corrupted our bureaucracy becomes.
Of course.
So I think term limits and a few other changes help limit the inherent corruption in a large bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Because that's just where we are.
Yeah, we live off of sound bites. Synergy.
Oh.
Paradigm shift.
Oh. So many great terms. I love those terms. They're my favorite. My favorite one is we should synergize and let's get proactive on that.
It's like, oh, there we go. Yeah, he's a real go-getter. Let's get him. Yeah.
Oh, my favorite is, you know what? Let's just, you know, that's a great note. Mm. We'll write that one down.
We'll table that one.
We'll table that one for later. Mm. And we'll come back to that. Yeah. And you know what's really good? And this is something that I learned through committee work all these years working for the government, basically. Three votes kill a good idea every single time.
What do you mean?
Well, it only takes 3 votes out of 5 to have that pass. So you can have the best idea ever. Mm-hmm. You have a 5-person committee. Mm-hmm. 3 votes go, no.
No. Yeah.
Doesn't matter how good your idea is. Right. And that's how our entire government works, by the way. Uh-huh. Robert's Rules of Order. Uh-huh. We're going to establish what a quorum is. When the quorum is there,
vote.
If we have a vote and the majority says no, then we're done.
Yep.
And a good person in a committee walks away from that and you move forward. Okay, I lost that battle. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to attach that battle anymore. We're just going to move forward.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works in government,
though. You need more buzzwords, better font.
Exactly.
Exclamation point.
Tell us more about font. No.
can we talk more about fonts? Have more explanation points?
I think there's a lot of things. And if you want to look at one bill that kind of really summarizes all of the problems with modern politics in America, it's the Affordable Care Act. It was
very divisive.
1,300 pages.
1,300 pages. Yep.
And just like the omnibus spending bill that the president signed not too long ago, nobody read the damn thing before they voted on it.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, personally, I know this for a fact because I lived in Illinois at the time, and one of the House representatives from Illinois made sure to get a $500,000 stipend in the Affordable Care Act to build a bridge.
Yeah.
Across a river valley at a specific altitude to make sure that cars did not interfere with a local insect population.
That's stupid.
Yes. And it's what are the bookmarks?
Earmarks.
And earmarks. There's another thing. There's another term, pig something or other.
Pork.
Government pork and earmarks.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the whole thing. Like a bill should be, there should, you know what? All right.
A bill should be one page.
Well, I would give it, I'd give you a few pages.
One page.
One
page front and back.
Okay.
That's all you get.
Single spacing. No smaller than type size 10 font.
And that's it. And that way you cannot get all these extra crap things into the bill.
Well, even when you have simple things like that, you still need politicians that are willing to, enact them.
Yeah.
Because, right. Okay, so I brought this topic up probably a month ago about a judge ruling in federal court.
Is that DeVos?
Yeah, DeVos. Yeah. That they have to continue in with an Obama-era regulation and forgive these student loans from for-profit colleges.
Yeah. Which the president actually had a for-profit college and was directly affected by this policy.
And sued for it.
Yeah, and this policy said that corporation had to give back all the money that they had made as a for-profit college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
no, but he's a good guy.
Like, so this regulation was enacted, and she fought it once she got into some form of power.
Yeah.
And then a judge ruled and was like, you got to stop dragging your feet on this unless you've got some real reason not to do it and, like, do it. And now they're still dragging their feet. Like, well, we've got to figure out if these people are eligible. And we're just looking for the people that we have to forgive. When literally these people have been applying for years, for, like, the previous 2 years, and have been waiting. So you've got a list of people that you're just not dealing anything with. So you can have a one-page simple thing, but if you don't have people willing to actually do their jobs.
So I think that all laws need a few things. Florida has this thing called sunsetting, that we have to go back and revisit laws every 20 or 30 years. So the law will sunset, it'll go away, and the government actually has to do work and make that law happen again.
But
if it's a good law.
Is that what happens?
But it's supposed to. What they usually do is they just vote an extension on it for another 10 or 15 or 30 years or whatever. But the point is the idea behind that is that laws should reflect current issues.
Right.
Not that.
Well, that's exactly what the Wonder was saying earlier, is like we should have more representation in our government. And in the same way, our laws should represent our modern times.
And they should also have people that are working in our government.
Yeah.
Right now, the people.
But you've told me in the past that you hate this thing.
What's that?
The sunset provision.
Oh, I despise it because it actually. I do. I think it would be. It's a great thing.
Okay.
I hate it. But it is a great thing.
Fair.
Okay. I don't disagree that it's a great thing. I hate it because it affects people's lives who build companies and businesses
based on these laws.
On these laws, and they do these government services or whatnot, and then suddenly
they
go away.
They should lobby more.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, lobbying more.
No, so I think what's interesting is if you get sunset provisions on a federal level and you get term limits on a federal level, guess what? Every law you make is temporary.
Yes.
Which means
everything is temporary.
Which means if you want it to have staying power, it better be damn good. And I like that. Like, there's so many policies and things that carried over from the New Deal that are just so far beyond useless anymore. But we're stuck with those policies because that's just how the law works.
Comrade, did you know there is an appropriate flow rate for ketchup? A government mandated flow rate that makes ketchup.
For what? Bottle design. Oh, you mean viscosity.
Viscosity. Yes. It has to be a particular viscosity in order to be ketchup.
And people tell us we don't live in a socialist society.
Mm. That's nuts. But
I mean, government regulation, right?
Correct. So, yeah. I mean, that's...
But what if somebody patented like a specific formula?
They have a device.
There's a device to test it?
There's a device that tests it.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
By the Underwriters Laboratory.
Is this like bottling the ketchup? Or?
It's how the fluid flows.
It's like a square box with a little gate on it. And it has a graduated scale on the other side of the gate. You pour ketchup in, regardless of if it's coming out of the bottle or not. You just pour it in. And then you lift up the gate, and then the ketchup flows. That's how it works. And then they start a timer, and then the ketchup flows down.
Oh, it's a fixed volume.
It's a fixed volume.
And then it flows down.
It's nice. Well, did it go? There it goes. There it is.
I heard that that's unrelated.
Otherwise, that's
amazing.
Barbecue sauce, and if it's too thin, tomato sauce?
That's Food and Drug Administration
Is that the FDA?
Is that why they've got different spellings of ketchup?
Catsup versus ketchup?
Catsup.
It is possible. That could be categorized.
Oh, one is certified and one is not.
I got freaked out when I saw something I thought was ice cream that was labeled as a
frozen dessert.
Yeah, frozen dairy dessert. And I was like, what did you do to this?
Why can't
it be labeled ice cream?
What are them communists doing with the ice cream now?
Yeah. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's the biggest problem right now is that we have all of these regulations. Mm-hmm. We have all of these laws.
Oh, yeah.
And we have all these things that we don't actually enact all the time. And that's the part that, you know, it's a discretionary type of thing. Now, what we need laws that are time that have a time in them. We need court cases that have a time in them, so that people like Betsy DeVos and others who are dragging their feet, as you said,
right.
Every case should say within 60, 90, 120 days, 180 days, we will then revisit this in 180 days. And if you haven't done it, you better have a damn good reason why you haven't done it.
And that's part of the problem is they didn't set. They're like,
right.
Like you didn't, you haven't set a deadline on when you're going to get this done. You need to get it done.
Because that's good lawyering.
Yeah. Right. So there is legal action being taken against, but it again, it's taken lawyers to be like, hey, she still hasn't done it. Some like,
Literally the point of a lawyer is to abuse the law in every way possible. Yeah. That's why you hire one.
What's one of the largest exports of the United States?
Rice.
No, I thought our largest export was like financial personnel. Like it's a job thing.
Smugness.
It's lawyers.
Lawyers?
Yeah. We supply lawyers for the world. Hey. We graduate so many lawyers from our colleges that we don't have enough jobs for them here. So American-style law has spread throughout the world, which, by the way, American-style law is horrible, but you know, but it spread throughout the world because we export attorneys. So that's what we do.
Do I get credit for saying job thing?
You were close.
Yay!
Hey!
Yay!
There you go.
There she is.
I love winning.
So does the president.
So much winning.
So there are so many interesting, you know, lawmakers out there, like Kirsten Gillibrand.
Dunst?
Gillibrand? Kirsten Dunst. Hey,
she'd be a great lawyer.
She did play. Marie Antoinette, didn't she? Who played Marie Antoinette? Remember?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look that up.
Let's go back. So American style law sucks. Is that where we're?
Yeah. So, but we have people like Gillibrand who would like to. I mean, she's on the short list of people to run for president. I mean, she is. By the way,
Gillibrand.
Yeah.
Gillibrand. Okay.
She's on the short list. I've heard that the Democratic Party wants to recycle Hillary Clinton again.
No,
4.0.
She wants to recycle Hillary Clinton again.
Hillary, I'm going to say this right now. The One Man Revolution podcast would like to tell you to just stop.
Go away.
No. Go home. All right. And also, I'm going to say this one, too, which you guys don't have to agree with. This is from the Revolutionary Only. Michelle Obama, I love you to death.
Don't do it.
You're awesome. Please don't do it. Your last name is toxic.
Oprah, don't do it.
Oprah, don't do it. Yeah,
I like Beto. Yeah.
I like Beto.
Beto sounds good to me. I think the best thing that could happen is whoever becomes a really good candidate gets Bernie as the VP.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah,
the man runs a great campaign.
Yeah, but I also think that might kill the other person's campaign. Well, you wouldn't know until they got the nomination.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know.
I'm just saying, like, hire him as the VP. I feel like that'd be pretty solid.
All of this, I hate to say it, but all of this recycling of candidates is the same problem we were talking about before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you not have any other people?
Beto.
No.
Beto's brand new.
Yeah, I know.
He's brand new.
I know. He's brand
new. Love that guy.
Have you not been paying attention to the DNC? They don't think they do, even though they've got young up-and-comers that want to change things. And they're like, no, but we're just going to keep sticking with the old system until it finally works for us.
Or Julian Castro. Julian Castro, of Latin American descent. Mm. He is very well spoken. Great, would be a great candidate.
That last name is also cancer, though.
No, it's not.
Not really. That'll
get him half of the Cuban population.
Yeah, half the Cuban population in Miami will go, Castro, we should vote for him. The other half will be like, Castro, that's a name we know. We should probably vote for that guy. We're now the number one podcast for Miami.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if Marco shouldn't run again.
No.
No.
I mean, he shouldn't run again for, you know,
anything.
For president.
He should, you know what? He should run a marathon. Oh, right off the pier.
Oh,
that's rude.
And then it becomes a triathlon.
Yikes. Oh, you're right. It is a triathlon. Then he could swim the 2 miles.
Swim the 2 miles.
Or the 90 back to Cuba.
Ouch. You guys are rough. I thought I was mean today.
Yeah,
the soundboard.
That was bad.
Well, but speaking of hating lawyers and our legal system.
There you go.
How do you feel about the judge ruling in favor of CNN?
Yeah.
So
wait, no, we have a soundbite.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. Oh, it's too late now.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think
First Amendment.
Oh, the First Amendment. That's true. So the president last week threw Jim Acosta.
Before he threw Jim Acosta out, he had an intern assault him.
He had an intern, the staff member, come and try and take the microphone away from him.
Mm-hmm.
Then Lizard Man decided to edit the video so it looked like he was striking
Gay frogs. So my favorite thing about that is there's a million news outlets that have the actual camera video.
Yeah.
Like, you could just get the video.
Right.
And AJ decides to distribute someone's phone recording from their television.
Right.
The evidence, like,
and then my favorite part about that is that Sarah Huckabee Sanders then distributes that one from the White House, and that's the one that becomes the White House opinion.
Because that's the one in favor of the White House. That's how that works.
It looks exactly the same.
So now, and this is something that was said many times on many news outlets, now we can no longer take video evidence as evidence of anything.
What do you mean?
Well, by the way, you can't use video evidence as the only evidence of a crime.
Well, you have to have a witness.
For many, many years, ever since digital video editing has appeared, you cannot just, as the single thing.
Have you seen The Avengers?
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. But the idea is that you can't just use that as the single thing. That is of the crime. You can't use audio recording. You can't use video recording. You have to have corroborating additional evidence, and that's
multiple
why
multiple sources.
Multiple sources, yeah, which is kind of weird, just like good journalism.
All right.
So Jim Acosta is, the video is released, and then the president then says, "Well, if that's what happened, because he watched it on Fox, that Sarah Huckabee Sanders released it, so he sees it on Fox, and he goes, revoke that man's credentials." That man not only was he rude to me, he assaulted an intern. Get rid of him.
Yeah.
And so he was thrown out. Well, the only problem with that is that every news organization, CNN, CBS, NBC, MSNBC,
NPR,
Fox News.
Yeah. true.
All of them got together and said, well, we're in support of the fact that you just can't throw reporters out of the room.
Well, beyond that. In the same afternoon where that garbage went down, the next man who was asked a question personally vouched for Acosta. He was like, no, I've worked with Jim. He's a great guy. You can't be doing this.
Well, when the president did his European tour for veterans, for Armistice and Veterans Day over the past weekend.
Yeah.
I
heard the weather was real bad.
It was so bad he couldn't. The helicopter couldn't fly.
Secret Service said it couldn't fly. Service said it couldn't fly.
Hey, don't listen to the mainstream media. I read the president's tweets.
Fake news.
Yeah, it's all fake news. The helicopter was not allowed to fly. It was too bad of weather. Although every other helicopter of every other world leader made it to that area.
You know what? Yeah. They all bought German helicopters.
Well, okay, so the first thing...
I don't have a Seek Heil button. I need a Seek Heil button. I do. I need one. I really do. Someone remind me, producer the ghost, remind me I need a Seek Heil button. Yeah.
There's some irony in that request. So
I got a laugh out of this tweet from Samuel L. Jackson on the 10th, and it's like, I quote, "Has that motherfucker tweeted about God or Mother Nature making him disrespect our World War I brave military dead yet? Probably OD'd on palm frites at the embassy. Rain makes your bone spurs act up." !!
I love that man.
Samuel L. Jackson, I think every fourth word of his mouth, it can't be pronounced on most televisions. So.
Well, I heard that he had a speech impediment, and the way he got over it was motherfucker.
No.
That's what I would say. That's what I hold.
It's got two K's. It's MUTHAFUKKA.
Oh, that's
there you go.
He spells it himself.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's how you pronounce it. It's a different word.
Motherfucker?
Yeah.
There you go.
You're just trying to get around
the
rules.
Say what again?
You're trying to get around the rules.
I quoted.
You quoted. He's trying to get around the rules. But yeah, so again, Jim Acosta.
Good guy.
Showed up as CNN's international correspondent because guess what you can't stop him stop CNN from doing? Sending a reporter to report on the news and ask the president questions.
But did they have freedom of the press in Europe?
No. But here's the thing. They can send him to cover. And the Europeans could say you can't. And they generally have freedom of the press in Europe.
I just thought
I just thought it'd be funny to say that.
He says, I guess that busted condom passing as POTUS forgot to pack any thoughts and prayers for California for that trip to Paris. Let's drop that to you or two and get real.
What? Wow, busted condom.
Brutal.
There's a reason I follow that man.
That's pretty tight. I like it.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, whoa.
Wait, what? Sorry, I was just laughing.
That's where a lot of the president's children went.
Mm. Oh.
You shouldn't flush those.
That's not very nice to Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
That's weird.
That's like it was over in minutes, I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, has he said anything? Because I know he refused to declare a state of emergency about the fires. Well, that news is a couple days old. I don't know if there's been any.
Well, that comes down to the fact that California is against the president because they're a quote-unquote blue state, which they're not. There are sections that are blue. There are sections that are not. There are large sections of California that are very, very red, very conservative. But what you end up having is that you have the president going to Europe,
mm-hmm.
and then he's complaining about the fact that California it needs to manage their forests.
I'm honestly surprised he didn't complain about how they couldn't just move the rain from France to California and fix a lot of problems at once.
Well, he doesn't believe in the ability for humans to affect the climate.
You know. Fox News asked the president if he thought climate change had contributed to the California wildfires. The president said, maybe it contributes a little bit. The big problem we have is management.
He's saying that forest management, because California will not allow for things like clear cutting, logging.
It causes cancer.
But they won't allow a lot of those things because they want to conserve the environment that's there.
Well, if you don't help conserve the environment, it's going to conserve itself for you with fire.
Nature does that.
Nature does, yeah. And that's how forests actually do a very good job, okay? So,
yeah. Yeah, because it helps clear out the underbrush, which helps stop large fires from happening. So you need small ones. Stop putting out lightning strikes, and then you won't have people setting accidental ones. I assume that's why this thing's called like camping fire.
Right. Yeah. Camping fire and paradise. The city of paradise is gone.
Yeah.
There's nothing left in the city of paradise.
Which now people don't know. Like the economy's devastated because a lot of California makes a lot of money.
Rich people in their third homes. Who cares?
Oh, it was not.
Well, but California makes a lot of money off of tourism.
There's like 85,000 people who do not have homes any longer. Within that area. It's a ridiculous number of people. I mean,
there's 1,000 people who are still unaccounted for.
Oh, I was like, I think I know it's over 500 people that are missing, 53 dead because of the fires.
Now I'm just going to go ahead we're going to do a short ad for Georges Debouf, Beaujolais Nouveau.
The One Man Revolution podcast is not sponsored by
We're not
anybody.
Sponsored at all, but this came...
It's banging.
Yeah. This was released yesterday, and we grabbed a couple of bottles. And we have had a couple of bottles.
We're on the bleeding edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find it at your local grocer.
Yes. Good old Beaujolais Nouveau, man. It's the first pressing of the grapes. 2018 tastes like a pretty good year. I think we'll see what it tastes like.
Yeah, grapes
going
to be nice. They
fat. In 5 years, will probably be a tasty thing.
I heard a quote from the fire marshal from California, and I'm trying to find it. Regarding the president's statements. But basically, the long and short of it was, climate change is real and the president's crazy. We can't stop this. This is what's happening right now because of our ecosystem.
But that's 499 of 500 scientists. What about that one?
Look, there is that one. The dangling participle.
The hanging chad.
The hanging chad.
What is that called? A dingleberry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, but we can wipe those out. You too can clean up dingleberries. You know, there's a way
to
stop
it. We got a comment here. So
we do.
We have lots of comments. Thanks.
Yeah. So the responsibility of these fires are really tricky, and we're not gonna claim to be experts here.
We have messages
from the field. Their infrastructure sparks and causes these fires. They need to manage the area around the sites better. I'm assuming the camp sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, basically, what the revolutionary said is they're trying to minimize human impact on the ecosystem. But the reality is some management is required. But generally, human management of an ecosystem is piss poor. If you look at Yellowstone,
yeah,
we took all the wolves out.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything went to shit.
Everyone knows.
So we brought the wolves back. Well, wolves eat all the things that people want to see. Remember,
that's
the whole thing.
Yeah.
But then we bring the wolves back, and within like I think 5 years, everything was perfectly balanced again, from wildlife to plants to vegetation. Everything was like back to the way.
Yeah,
it should be.
Throw wolves at it.
It's almost like nature balances itself.
I have a solution for Washington.
Wolves.
The hockey team.
No, Washington D.C.
Oh, wolves.
Release
the hounds.
Release wolves inside. Yeah, it's either fire or wolves. I'm trying to figure out which
Why
one
not?
Works.
Some sort
wolves
of
on
swamp
fire.
Wolf. No!
Fire wolves.
Why don't we get the wolves from that movie with The Rock? Oh, God. Rampage.
Oh, that's the...
No!
He was a fire wolf. Yeah, Rampage.
You are
the one person that I would have expected to see Rampage.
Mm. I played the video game.
A wolf that is the size of a house.
Yeah.
I wrecked that building in the video game.
Yep. Oh, that video game was one of my favorite video
games. It's
the
best! The
stand-up was the best. Oh, sorry. I was a child of the 70s. All right, so... but you could destroy... You had the gorilla... You had Godzilla and you had the wolf.
Yeah.
And the wolf was one of the best.
You got to wreck buildings with Dodge helicopters.
But did the wolf have eight legs?
Are we talking? Was Rampage a remake?
It
was a video game.
It was a video game. It was a really poor 8-bit video game.
Based off of a video game.
There are no new ideas.
Yeah, like Battleships?
Yes.
Did you see American Battleships?
No.
Oh, I have both of those.
That's why California's burning. They keep recycling bad ideas.
They're both
wolves.
Wolves. Send in the wolves.
Wolves. There's American Battleships that was made. So you know how they make those films where you have like Battleship comes out and then they have the secondary one that they release on the Sci-Fi Channel? American Battleships. And it's like, it's
Sharknado.
Not the same film. Well, they also had...
You thought Battleship was a bad movie? Mommy, I hope you're not watching.
It was based on a board game.
I thought it was... I'm not saying it was a bad movie. The movie was fine. It was loosely based... on the game.
It's
so loosely based that the one thing they had was the a peg that fell down and hit the ship.
I challenge our audience.
Okay.
Find us a legitimately good film
based on
a board game.
Ooh.
There was the whole
Jumanji
grid, and they...
Yeah.
It was all like guesswork of where the enemy ship was.
Is that what it was?
Was Jumanji a board game before the movie?
No.
There we
Did
go.
Did it matter?
It doesn't.
Yes. It was a movie based on a board game.
I wish we had the board.
You didn't say that. Oh, so now you're changing the rules, adding more wording?
Our entire She's night in two tonight. Sentences.
Welcome to every night.
Welcome to every time.
She's particularly zesty today.
No, but now you're adding more words because I beat you.
Anyway.
Like that.
That noise makes me want crackers.
But...
Yeah.
Well, we know our president likes
Bobby
spending
Fischer.
Money
oh,
on
Bobby
our,
Fischer versus the world. I got here right here
on
it's
our fives.
A chess game. Yeah. Go ahead. Continue.
What?
President likes spending money on our forest services and our park system.
He did give money to the forest system.
Was it his paycheck? His last
you know
paycheck?
What?
Is that
Alex,
where it
I agree with you. Clue, the original Clue movie was good.
Oh, with Tim Curry?
With Tim Curry. The remake of Clue was bad, but the original Clue movie was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Time out. Message from the field.
Okay.
Power lines keep sparking wildfires.
Not power lines. It's a lot of lightning.
No, that's the headline. That's the headline.
Okay.
Power lines keep sparking wildfires. This is according to the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, Sacramento. That's
in
California.
Is a message from the field. As we're doing the show, I haven't verified this in any way or researched
it. No, because
it was posted at 3 a.m. today, so it's probably legit. But
drunk. The only people I meet at 3 a.m. are drunk.
To put out there. If the problem is infrastructure, Mr. President, your infrastructure weeks haven't fixed it.
Oh, wow.
But that was weeks ago.
We've had so many infrastructure weeks.
You're right.
We haven't fixed it yet.
Well, he told our local governments what he needed from them. Each one needs to raise their own money for their own infrastructure, and he will also front a couple $1,000 as incentives.
Is that coming from the wall fund, or is that...
The wall fund.
No.
Because the wall.
because it's the wall
crumbling down.
No, it'll come from all the money we save because of the wall, and how then after the wall is built, we can dismantle ICE because then we won't have an illegal immigration.
I've been told we're building the wall out of troops now.
No. We should build the wall out of Hillary's.
It's a pyramid.
Emails.
Hey,
No. I'm not joking. Confederate soldiers. We have active troops on the border.
Oh yeah, we have
active.
Yeah. We also have militia people on the border.
Oh good.
They can't. You can't have.
Yeehaw! Let's get them, Jimbo.
Well, you know who finally made it to the border? The caravan.
Did they make it?
No. They did. A small contingent of the caravan made it to the border. It's the LGBT contingent of the group that was that was coming. Yeah. Well, they are lighter on their feet and a little.
They move a little bit faster.
Yeah. Right.
They also have a generally more positive attitude on this.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That was on mine.
Oh.
I know. Yeah. I was
hoping for a gap so I could have actually given myself crickets.
No. I thought that was pretty funny.
No.
Yeah. But it's but they made it, but the president isn't talking about the caravan anymore.
Nope.
Because the caravan.
He hasn't mentioned it since the midterms came back.
Since the midterm.
Yep.
And that's very interesting to see, in my opinion. I mean, my opinion, it doesn't mean much, but it is the show. it is interesting to see that he refuses to admit that he was playing politics by saying this horrible, horrible thing is coming. There's an article that I was reading the other day. It says all the things the president hasn't mentioned since.
Now, did he stop reporting about it, or did Fox stop reporting about it first?
Oh, and then the other mainstream media didn't pick it up. Uh-oh.
Oh, this is crazy.
What's that?
That article link that was sent to us on the show here has like an interactive map based on. Hang on. PG&E. I don't know what that stands for. Pacific Gas and Electric, which apparently is a utility provider in California, has been responsible for 1,000 fire incidents over a 3-year span.
Russ has an excellent idea from the show.
Message from the field, sir.
Maybe the caravan can help put out the fires.
Well, No. We can't let those damn immigrants steal our jobs.
No. That's taking it away from
taking our jobs. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean, Citizen Kanye.
The man's a genius.
He hired a private firefighting team to protect his house, which saved 90 additional homes in his neighborhood.
Awesome.
He is a genius.
Genius.
The man's a genius. Yeah. This is almost like Domino's patching potholes.
Domino's, that's such a great idea.
Help me help you.
Yeah, help. Yeah.
Give us money.
Generosity helps me help you.
It's really bad when, you know, private vested interests treat our infrastructure better than the government can.
Capitalism.
But this is where my plan comes in for people that don't vote 3 times.
Oh.
Have you ever read Jennifer Government?
Right.
What?
Oh, it's a great book.
The One Man Revolution now endorses what?
No, it's a book.
A book, yes. Books.
No, it's the One Man Revolution book club.
Hey, we should. Oh my God, what a great idea.
I have to go.
No, it's not mandatory.
But reading is fun and mental.
Yeah, mental.
Show title.
Reading is fun and mental. Oh, man.
OMR Book Club.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, Jennifer Government, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
It's written by Max Berry, published in 2003. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not reading you.
That's what my first car was named.
The cover's cool though. It's a picture of a person's face with like a barcode.
Yeah, she's got a barcode on her face.
That's what's up. Everybody should have barcodes.
Which is part of
whoa.
It.
Whoa. Yeah. So hang on. We tried that in the 30s in Germany.
There was a number.
I'll give you a hint. Her last name's Government because she works for the government.
Oh my God.
Weird.
Yeah.
So is there like Donnie Doctor?
Yeah. No. It'd be
Darko.
Who does
Donnie
he work for?
Adventist Health.
Oh, nice.
Like, oh, your name for the corporation you work for.
Yes. Your last name. Her daughter's last name's McDonald's because that's who owns the school she goes to.
Word.
So, yeah. That's why it reminded me. FYI.
I like it.
It is
book
a
club.
Really good book.
Book club. But see, here's the thing. On my if you don't vote 3 times concept.
So before we go into that. There is an online browser-based game based on the novel called Nation States. I'm putting that in the notes for those of us who don't want to read.
Yeah, we can play the game. And I think the ghost would be behind that too. We'll play the game instead.
Okay.
Can we see the movie and not read the book?
Nation States, nationstates.net.
Nice.
I'm going to have to look that
up. Anyway, yeah. So if you don't vote three times.
So back when we were talking about voting and getting out there and my concept of you're not a citizen any longer, if you could, you know, if you don't vote three times, you're now.
What does that mean? Three times when?
So let's say you don't vote in this election, you don't vote in the next election, and then you don't vote in the election after that.
So three consecutive times.
So three. Well, I mean, but three consecutive times. Mm. Right. Then you would then lose your citizen status and all the services that you get as a citizen, and you would get a resident status.
Like a Starbucks gift card.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't get enough. You lose three bad punches. And that way...
Georgia had a really big problem with getting people into the polling places.
Yeah.
But that's different of being standing in front of there. But that's only once. So...
I'm just saying, man.
Yeah. But they had it down in Broward County too. They had people standing in line down in Dade and Black Broward and in all those areas, standing in line going, "Hey, we'll fill out provisional ballots." You know, at the we'll stand in line, give me a provisional ballot and count it if it's close. And right now there's a lot of those going
government
down.
Work.
Yeah, so the big thing would be if you don't vote three times, you get this resident status, no longer a citizen. And I kind of pulled this from the idea of you get your citizenship in Starship Troopers by serving in their military fighting
bugs. Right, it's a Roman model.
It's a Roman model, yeah. If you don't fight for the country, you don't get citizenship. Yeah. So the important part would be is that the president... So if the president... sitting out there right now, he's talking to the citizens. Mm. There would be fewer of them because there would be people that didn't vote for three times, and people like Citizen Kanye, who let's just say, you know, he hires his own personal firefighting team.
I applaud a man who goes out of his way to hire his own fire brigade. That's pretty awesome.
But that's the idea. If you are no longer a citizen because you don't vote, and we had 108 million people who didn't vote in 2016. You know, and if they continue not to vote, who wins the election?
So
apathy.
If you vote once, so you don't have to be a citizen to vote?
No, everyone is at 18.
What he's talking about is basically it's a sliding scale, not a voting rights, but a sliding scale of benefits from the government system.
Yes,
if you stop voting, if you stop participating in government, then you stop getting things back from government.
So all you have to do is start voting again, because what if they're like, you can't vote unless you're a citizen, but you can't be a citizen unless you vote.
If you miss three votes, you vote three more times in a row, and after the third one, you get recategorized.
So
I still think this entire idea is incredibly flawed.
You've got to wait 6 years?
It's hugely flawed. No.
Here's my favorite one that I've heard. This one comes from my dad, who I'm sure got it from somebody else, but the idea is this. If you are a net... negative to the governmental system, if you don't pay taxes, if you instead receive a tax credit,
okay,
so basically your balance at the end of the year is not that you pay into the system but you receive benefits from the system, then you don't get to vote.
Why? That's bull poop.
That's the idea, though, because if you're not contributing, in the same way that if you're not contributing by voting,
what
if you're
do you
not
mean? Just because? Oh no! Whoa!
But see, that's a problem.
I'm not arguing for this.
What you figure as contributing is what?
The reason you would get money back is because we understand you're not for this. Okay. Got it.
To be clear,
yeah.
But the reason you're getting money back is because you paid so much to the government.
No. It's because you're not making enough money to contribute to society. You are a net drain on the system, not a net
monetarily.
So you're talking about welfare.
You're whittling everybody down to a dollar amount, saying that you're
this
only...
This is a capitalist society.
I am worth $19.
An hour. It's a capitalist society, though, right? Either you contribute or you're a drain.
Oh, wow. Oof. That's harsh.
It is harsh.
That's really harsh.
Especially when you consider the incredibly disproportionate distribution of income.
Yeah.
And taxation.
Yeah, that's...
So...
Can we just keep
there's problems.
That... awful
idea away from us forever.
Yeah,
we should absolutely not ever do that. But that's an idea that I've heard to fix the voting problem.
I don't even know what to say on that one.
On that bombshell?
No, I mean
we're at an hour,
but that's fine. I didn't say we had to stop at an hour.
He said an hour, hour 20 minutes.
Okay, I mean, we don't have to stop.
I tried to find
an
organic way to end it.
Well, we still haven't even done well done's. Come
yeah,
on.
We haven't gone to well done's yet. I mean, really,
you find organic segues.
So
we wanted
to try a new thing this week.
Get on the
and
wheels.
No, that's actually normal.
I'm not doing that.
No, that's extra, and that's on a different feed.
Join our Patreon.
Join our Patreon and get those videos. We wanted to try a different thing and try and not do like 2 hours of show. I mean, we do a lot. We try and put out a lot of content. I think the base for a 2 hour podcast. I mean, we're one of the few out there that actually is in that realm. We do it really well
for this topic.
Yeah. I mean, there's others that do other topics that are, you know, that are long
deep dives.
Yeah. You know, this is but. Not that. But we, you know, we tend not to go too far, too deep, too hard. That's not
because there's phrasing. Still daylight different, savings, different. And it's different. Dark, and it's bonfire weather, and some of us have to wake up early.
Yeah, and so, oh man,
let us have a light.
What? No, that's not who that is.
We don't have a Haley here.
We don't have a Haley here, but yeah, hey, how are things? Yeah, weird. All right, so, oh, maybe it's someone who checked in. You never know.
Yeah.
I'm marking the time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Anyway, so we typically go a bit longer than most political podcasts do, and I think that is the nature of that is because we're freeform. We don't write the show. Right. Everything's off the cuff. We have some articles and some topics and things we want to talk about, and we just go from there.
And sometimes you don't even get to those.
Oh, we never do. Yeah.
Yeah, we never get to everything.
We have an entire like Google Docs thing of notes that just gets ignored. The moment the record button gets hit, we just ignore it.
But the fun part is now we have people who want to come for like the second half of the show.
Hell yeah.
And they're here.
Oh, very good.
You know, so it's like, you know, so these things happen. So I don't know if I want to stop the show here.
I feel like it's a good. We should take a break and make a decision.
Make a decision.
To those of you who listen to the recording, if this is the end of the show, we should do our closing.
Yeah. Yeah. The One Man Revolution podcast is available on
Apple Podcasts.
I have a well done.
We'll get there.
What? I don't want to.
Spotify.
TuneIn Radio.
Google Play Music.
That's right. And it's also available on the onemanrevolution.org website. Every week. It's also available on our Facebook, which is OMR Podcast on Facebook. And we do put the video up every week to do that and make that happen. And maybe we'll do, you know, maybe what we'll do is we'll do additional content on the Facebook feed.
We always do. Yeah.
Yeah. Additional.
If you listen to the podcast, you don't have Facebook. That's okay. Facebook.com/OMR podcast. You get to watch all the fun
stuff. You can watch it without a Facebook account. You know, it's up there live, free and public.
Always and forever.
Yeah, always and forever. You know,
but it's so annoying to watch things when you don't have a
Facebook account.
No, it's the worst, which is why we record all of this.
Yeah, that's why we're
recording. But we're
going
to either end the show / take a break now.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Facebook
now.
Friends, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be
podcast
back.
Podcast friends, we love you all. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
3, 2, 1. You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, the Revolutionary.
And
the Comrade.
And
the Wanderer.
And
the Ghost.
And
the Thespian.
And the Thespian came out.
I'm
there
here.
You go. So we had.
She came out today. Is that nice.
No, not today. Not today.
Not today. It was yesterday.
Some other time.
Not today, Steve. That's right. So we were going to wrap the show up, but the Thespian showed up, so we need to make sure that we at least get their voice heard.
We also
didn't do the well done's of the week, so we figured we would do those and then wrap it up from there. Every single time. So Wanderer, you had a well done of the week, or do you want to do the Thespian's etiquette section first?
Let's do the etiquette. Correct.
Oh,
you know what's good etiquette?
Yeah.
Good etiquette.
Good etiquette is drinking. All right.
Nice.
Okay.
That's great Foley, by the way. Yeah. That's really good Foley.
All right. So
we're drinking Comrade and I are drinking together again, Death by Disco by
Left Hand.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It's good stuff. And Wander. I'm sorry. Wander is still Wander's not drinking right now. Mm. She's holding out for the campfire.
Oh.
Okay. Thespian.
What is this?
It's a Pilsner.
Yeah. The German Pilsner.
Yeah, there you go.
Or whatever it is. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm drinking my ghost beer.
Oh, ghost beers. I just like.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
She likes German pilsners.
All right, everybody. Yes,
life is good.
I have a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
I have a bone to pick with people talking in the theater. Okay? So it all stemmed from... Oh, shit. My storage is almost full on my phone. Okay. So it all started with... what day was this week? It was... well, this article's from today, but I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. Wednesday. It was Wednesday night. Okay. So during a performance of Fiddler on the Roof in at the Hip...
Oh, a rich man.
And then, of course, Gwen Stefani ripped it off and turned it into a single. Anyway, it at the Hippodrome Theater, which is a very well-known theater in Baltimore, they had a production of Fiddler on the Roof. And during intermission, apparently a guy, which this could turn into a sarcastic well done of the week, a guy got so drunk, and at the very final act,
I wasn't that drunk.
So he was very drunk, and by the end of the last scene of Act One, he was reminded in that scene how much he hated Trump. And from that, he thought that it would be a good idea to yell "Heil Hitler, Heil Trump" in the audience. And, yeah,
Roll Tide.
Wait,
to clarify.
Oh my God,
he is not a fan of the president.
Apparently, this article from the Baltimore Sun said, okay, so a man shouting "Heil Hitler, Heil Trump" during a performance of Fiddler on the Roof in Baltimore smelled of alcohol and told police he was motivated by his hatred of President Donald Trump. Anthony M. DeLunas.
Oh, never give their names.
He's well done of the week, 58, told an officer he had been drinking heavily throughout the night before the outburst, according to the police report. But however, because of this, it then sparked pretty much chaos because people were like, oh no, this might start a shooting or something. They like people were physically upset. They were just very, you know, on edge all, you know, nobody could pay attention to the second act. So with that, a little bit of quick theater etiquette, everybody. Turn your fucking phones off.
Ooh.
I'm going to say it. Turn them off in the show. Disconnect for 2 hours. You do not need your phone for 2 hours to watch a wonderful performance of something that could teach you something. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, that's the main point. But well done to that asshole for doing that and thus starting my outrage. I literally drove here just so I could talk about that. So thank you, everybody, for listening to me.
I really like what you have to say, though. Like, give yourself that chance to disconnect. Take a step back, step away, enjoy a little bit of vacation.
Yeah.
Whether it be a week, whether it be 2 hours, whatever. But, like every week we talk about the topics of the week when it comes to politics and news. But, the revolutionary and the Carmine, we're out of town for a while, and we decided, you know what? We got a week where we're not talking about shit.
We're not going to talk about it at all.
But, I mean,
and we would make the mistake of checking Facebook, and we'd be like, hey, did you see? Never mind. Nope.
I mean, it's one of it. First of all, cell phones can interfere with wireless microphones. So if it – and the sound is always the worst – part about a theater. If it's not up to par, it really brings everybody out of it. So turning off your cell phones helps that in a wonderful way, and then nobody's phone rings.
Also, it could affect the pyrotechnics on stage. It could affect the flying of people
in New York. If your phone goes off during a show, it's a $500 fine.
Yes.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's no joke. And it's disrespectful for the people who are, you know, getting paid to do it. And all of the people, especially the stage managers, who have to deal with it later on and is like, oh my God, we have to get this guy out of the audience. There's somebody, I have my stories. But regardless, that guy gets a well done asshole of the week.
There you go.
The one man revolution middle finger salute.
Yeah, one finger salute.
And rant.
Oh, man. And rant. Slash rant.
Slash rant. So, Wander, you had a well done.
Yep. So, well done for Texas.
Students will now learn slavery played a central role in the Civil War.
They don't teach actually, history.
They're going to start.
Hook 'em?
Didn't Texas stop teaching slavery?
They did for
they
a little while.
They stopped teaching history for a while.
Yeah, they don't teach history.
Yeah, right now, it was, I think, originally listed as only like a slight cause of it, and now it's going to be a central focus of the cause.
The Civil War.
Oh. Well, I mean, what did slavery have to do with the Civil War anyway?
What's love got to do
with it? Go to Texas next year and find out.
Oh, man. Read a book.
Yeah.
Okay, since we're doing Well Done's of the Week, I guess.
Yeah.
apparently, Donald Trump toilet brushes are making
Hitler
bathrooms great
on
again.
The roof. Very good.
It's relevant.
Very good, yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
I said the thing, and you were talking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, and yeah. I'm waiting for you to
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
The Donald Trump toilet brush.
Oh, do you
is
get
now
to use
back
his hair?
For sale.
Yeah, you get to use his hair.
Yeah,
to
you get to use his
toilet.
Hair to scrub your toilet.
I don't know how.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's appreciated, I guess.
Just grab it by the mushroom shaped handle.
Oh no!
They don't say that, but you know.
we don't do that.
Yeah, no. Seriously though, just grab them by the handle for those tough cleaning jobs. Drain the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's a well done to some particularly enterprising individuals in New Zealand. Well done there.
For Christmas last year, I gave everybody Donald Trump toilet paper. And he's making a kissy face.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's good. That's good.
I don't want that.
I was told that I won Christmas.
There was a Pew Research Center put out a poll recently regarding... how well the president is doing internationally, with like how much faith our biggest allies.
You gotta have faith.
Gotta have faith. How much faith our biggest allies have in our president versus the previous president? And as we know, President Obama was a gigantic brown noser and apologizer, and he just hated America. So. It's interesting to see the differences between a proper American and President Obama.
Oh,
Germany had an 86% approval rating for President Obama, and for President Trump, 11. Mm. France, 84%.
You would think the Germans would like him.
Yeah, you would think. I don't think he's blue-eyed, though.
Hmm. I think he is, actually. Isn't he blue-eyed?
I don't even know. His eyes are too squinty.
Oh,
They're probably damaged as well from this last...
From looking at the sun?
Yeah.
In France, it's 84% for Obama and only 14% for Trump. The UK...
After all of his hand-holding with Macron?
I know. They get along so well.
They do.
The UK, it's 79% and 22%. South Korea, 88% and 17%. And Poland? I don't know why Poland's on here, but Poland was 58% for the President Obama and 23% for President Trump, which means a large portion of their population either didn't care or died.
Ooh. Well, let's know.
Is that what's in the article right there?
No. That's my editorialization. But yeah.
Maybe that's why Poland was involved to kind of make it look like the numbers weren't all skewed. Like, we did find a country where it wasn't that much of a difference.
Yeah,
it's only a 35% change.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's fine. And that's the closest margin. That's my favorite. Yeah, the widest margin is 75.
She's good. Oh, wow. My mother has dementia.
I wasn't talking about your mother.
Wow. Well, on that bombshell.
Anyway.
No.
Go ahead. Other well done's. What do we got?
That's what I was like. Reb, do you have any well done's?
I don't have any well done's because I was only focusing on the negative this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yikes. Things you should never do.
Well, I like this one. The president blurted out unprompted during a press conference that he installed his pet attorney general over the Russia probe.
Sorry.
Was it good for you?
It was good for him.
Installed him.
That's almost as bad as Stormy Daniels' attorney.
We're not assuming gender.
That's true. That's almost as bad as Stormy Daniels' attorney getting arrested for domestic violence.
Did oh, he? Yes, he did. Did. Oh, yes, he did.
No.
He's saying he had nothing to do with it.
Oh, boy.
He said he had nothing to do with it, but the pictures might say something different. I mean, she could have fallen down the stairs.
Was she a quick learner?
Oh, that's not right. That's not right. The Woman Revolution podcast does not condone what the comrade just said.
But, no, to be fair.
But it looks like she did learn quickly.
Yikes.
Oh, here's the fun one. The U.S. has overtaken China for the world's fastest supercomputer.
What's up, China?
I think
don't add us.
Yeah, don't add us. Yeah. So the funny part is that we used to have the fastest supercomputers. Mm. China took it away, and we just took it back.
No, they just put more people in their computer.
Oh, wow.
That's how that works, right?
It's like squirrels on treadmills.
The wheels, hamster wheels.
Yeah, hamster wheels.
Lots of hamster wheels.
Lots of hamster wheels.
Squirrels are the best nutcrackers, as we learned in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
we already covered this earlier, but I do want to give a shout out to the federal judge that upheld Jim Acosta's press credentials.
What?
It was a fantastic victory for the First Amendment.
It was supposed to be
the horns.
It was supposed to be this one. Yeah.
What's up, George?
So you only have two things on that entire board that are not blue buttons, and you didn't hit the other red button. You missed it. There we go. Okay.
I know.
Yeah. And then today announced the final votes for the Georgia governor's race.
What do we care about Russia for?
But 3 days ago, a federal judge did indeed find a Georgia county had violated the Civil Rights Act by rejecting ballots.
Whoops.
So, yeah. Well done to that judge. What county was that in? Let's find out find out if you need to vote for a new Secretary of State.
That would have been
Gwinnett
the guy.
County.
Gwinnett? It was Gwinnett.
Are you shocked? Are you really surprised?
That was a guy.
No, but
remember.
There we go.
It's like
it's
close
Gwinnett
enough.
County.
Like, that's like near where I grew up. That's,
but remember, it doesn't
one
matter.
County over.
That entire election has a specter over it because the person that was running for governor was the supervisor of all of that in the first
Indeed.
Place.
The Secretary of State of Georgia was running for governor, and he did not recuse himself from election supervision until after the ballots had been cast.
Yeah, the good work, sir. Well done. Yeah, and it's still under
the side. Yeah, I get it.
And I have one final one that I really really like. A study came out via MarketWatch that driverless cars will lead to more sex in cars.
Well,
I support this.
And on that bombshell.
The One Man Revolution podcast is available on
Stay Flexible People,
Spotify, Google Play,
Apple Podcasts,
and TuneIn Radio. And it's also available on the onemanrevolution.org
/ OMR podcast.
And it's also available on Facebook at the OMR podcast. Yeah. All right. So until we see each other next time, next week is Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we're going to have
it on Thanksgiving.
We're going to do a Thanksgiving cast in the evening because
a Thanksgiving cast.
And the reason for that is, and the best reason for it is we all sit around the table and talk and try not to talk about politics.
That'll be such a good show.
And everyone sits around trying not to talk about politics. Well, guess what?
Lord.
We can talk about it and see how many people join.
Oh, I thought you were
going
to try to continue the Thanksgiving dinner tradition into the show.
Oh, not talk about politics at all?
Just do a show where we don't talk about politics.
Yeah. So how is that turkey? Yeah. It's a little dry.
Don't shot the guns, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, so we'll be here next Thursday in the evening. The comrade will be via satellite.
Live on location.
The Wanderer will be here. The Thespian will be here. Maybe we'll have a phone in from the ghost, or we'll just have it.
Be thankful for me.
Be thankful.
Anyway.
We'll just be thankful that we're all here. And we are thankful to One Man Revolution Podcast. We hope that each and every one of you have a great and happy holiday if we don't see you. And until next time.
Don't have sex in your car.
Don't rape.
Peace.